Brewers President of Baseball Operations Matt Arnold named Major League Baseball's Executive of the Year. I'm Bill Scott with Sports. Brewers topped baseball with 97 regular season wins, along with a division title for the third time in the last 3 years. He's the first executive to win the award twice, and he did it in back-to-back seasons. Second baseman Bryce Turang and pitcher Freddie Peralta also both named to the All-Major League Baseball second team. One more day of work today for the Packers before facing the Giants at the Meadowlands on Sunday. A year ago, the Packers ranked fifth in rushing yards per game at 148.8 and sixth in yards per carry at 4.75. This year, the Packers have dropped to 20th in rushing yards per game at 111.9 and 26th in yards per rush at 3.95.
Definitely surprising. I didn't come in this year thinking it was going to be any type of, you know, drop off or anything. I thought we was going to hit the ground running. I mean, you see the guys coming in. I'm like, okay, we're going to have a really good chance at, you know, doing something really good this year. And we still do. I mean, we still got a lot of ball ahead of us. I haven't lost faith in these guys. I mean, hopefully they haven't lost faith.
Packers running back Josh Jacobs. NFL last night, New England reeled off their eighth straight win. Patriots improving to 9-2 with a 27-14 win over the Jets. It's early, but the seventh-ranked hockey Badgers, they lead the Big Ten, winning three of their first four games. They open a two-game weekend series against Ohio State at the Kohl Center tonight. Coach Mike Hastings says there's been a lot of tight games with the Buckeyes the last few years, and he expects another tough series this weekend.
They're going to come in, and they're not going to beat themselves. They don't turn over a lot of pucks. They try and force you into turning over pucks, and if you don't buy into being able to do the hard, you can help create their offense, and there's nobody in our league that we need to help create offense because they all can.
Badger women open a two-game weekend series at St. Cloud State tonight, and the Bucks return to action this evening. They'll play the second game of a home-and-home against the Charlotte Hornets. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.